The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. From Psalm 100, we will just highlight, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. We are his people. Dear friends, as the apostles witnessed at the very beginning of the Christian church, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. I cannot stop speaking either about my great experience as missionary in Mozambique. And like the Apostle Paul and Barnabas did when they returned to Jerusalem from their first missionary trip, when they gathered the church together and reported all that God had shown through them and how he opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, I want to report some of God's deeds in this opportunity as well. Because as it happened in the beginning of the Christianity, that the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved, a new Pentecost is happening in Mozambique. And God is adding more and more people to his family. While there were 10 congregations in August last year, now they have more than 40 congregations. While they had around 100 members last year, they have now more than 1,000 members. They have now more than 3,000 members. And the church is also spreading from the village to the cities. We confess in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. Who are those saints? Psalm 100 says, we are his people. Who are these we? Our vision of church is sometimes a little bit narrow, and we are tempted to think only about ourselves. When we talk about the church, we are his people. Our concerns are about ourselves. What are our needs? What are our plans? What are our problems? What are our challenges? Of course, we have the responsibility for the Church of God among us and for the people around us. This is our first duty. But we need to have a broader vision of God's Church and of all their needs and opportunities and challenges. Even though the Israelites of the Old Testament had a very narrow sense of God's people, they were God's people, God always tried to show them that his plan was to reach all peoples with his love and his salvation, sending the Messiah to all, not just the Jewish people. And therefore, our psalm begins with the word, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, not just the people of the Old Testament. And many other passages of the Old Testament forecast that the kingdom of God would expand to all the nations. The summit of this plan happened when the crucified and resurrected Christ said to his church, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creatures and make disciples of all nations. And the good news reached Mozambique as well in 2006. I went there towards the end of 2007, invited to be a translator for the American Mission Director for Africa, because Mozambique is a Portuguese-speaking country, and my mother tongue from Brazil is Portuguese too. But God had bigger plans. The door were open to begin a theological training program in Portuguese to prepare local indigenous pastors. Supported by the Concordia Seminar of Brazil, I began with the theological education program in 2010. 8 candidates enrolled. The 8 candidates were a little scared to begin new missions while studying, But after their graduation and ordination with imposing of the hands last year, August, filled with the Holy Spirit, they went to the villages around their churches and to further places as well. And people are calling them, please visit us, share the gospel with us, preaching the good news of Jesus, the crucified for us. Let me share some recent mission stories that happened after the ordination. Ernesto. Ernesto was born in Chisomba, province of Tete. He had many friends and relatives in the next village, Muanda, as well. As a young adult, he decided to cross the Zambezi River, it's the same river from Victoria Falls, looking for a better opportunity of life. There, he and his family became Lutheran Christians through the mission efforts of Pastor Alfazema, the founder of the church, a refugee that was graduated at St. Catherine's Seminary in Canada and was sent back to his village. And very soon, Ernesto became the leader of the church that was planted in his village. When the theological education program began, he was among the first students. But he was always thinking about his home village and about his friends. After he was ordained last year, he decided to visit them and to share the gospel with them. He took his motorbike and crossed the pedestrian bridge over the Zambezi River and faced several kilometers of dirt road to reach his home village, Chisomba. I visited with his motorbike last June this year. He was very well accepted. People asked him to come again and to teach more about Jesus because they are so scared and they fear the evil spirits of the ancestors. They are always afraid. And when they hear about Jesus and about the forgiveness of Jesus and about the love of God, this is a freedom for them. And they share it. His friends from Wanda asked him to preach there too. And two churches were planted in that area, and Pastor Ernesto goes there regularly celebrating services under a tree. They don't have a church. Under a tree. Rui, the second story, Rui was one of the first people who came to the Lutheran Christian faith through the mission work of Pastor Alfazema. He is from the same village, Capacene, where Alfazema was born and where the first Lutheran church was planted in 2006. After his ordination, he invited his oldest son, that is now a candidate to be pastor as well, and some of the elders of his congregation, and they began to visit the other villages around his church. People were eager to hear what they had to say. And some told him, we always see your church in Capacene, but we never thought that you would come to visit us here in the bush. Four new churches were planted around Capacene: Mbueza, Mosse, Galão, and Canaco. When we visited Capacene last June, all the five congregations came together because we were not able to visit all of them. They came together in one place, around 400 people, dancing and singing and clapping and rejoicing with the gospel. Most of the new congregation meet under trees and they need brick churches to make it possible for them to gather during the rainy season as well. Coming back to our psalm, King James Version says in the first verse, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, as it was sung. What does it mean, a joyful noise? We don't do it in the Lutheran church. Joyful noise. We rejoice, but we don't do noise. We just sing. But this is literally how people in Mozambique worship the Lord. Before the service begins, outside and inside the church, they sing and dance to the rhythm of the drums, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. But when it's time to listen to God's word, to hear the absolution in the name of God, even the children sit quietly on the side and concentrated. They are God's people as well, by faith in the same Jesus that we worship, our brothers and sisters in Christ. I have some postcards with a blog, with all the stories from Mozambique, with my email contact. You can have them, some of them, and share them in the back. God bless us all. Let's pray. Dear Lord, be with your church among us and among your people in Mozambique, and bless them with your grace and your love in Jesus Christ. Amen.